Getting Green, a monthly conversation talking about greening and more and how we must move into action. Today's topic, balancing environment and economy at Western Michigan University's Business Technology and Research Park and Sustainable Site Development. Only get the best. Good morning to you, both from Fishbeck, Thompson, Carr, and Huber. Jenny Waugh, Marketing Operations Director. Good morning to you, Jenny.
Good morning.
How come there's not a wah in that Fishbeck, Thomas, Carr, and Huber?
Not yet.
Okay.
Ooh, give me a little bit.
I like that. Ryan Musk, Senior Civil Engineer. I don't see a Musk in here either, but you're rocking it too?
Hopefully.
Okay. Looking ahead. Thank you very much for you both. Let's talk, first of all, Jenny, remind me about yourself, your organization, and your role.
Oh, sure. I'm the Marketing Director at Fishbeck and have been for a while now. One of my privileges is to handle PR and community relations for our clients, too, not just for the company, but for select clients. So we are an engineering firm. We have about 400 engineers, architects, and scientists in the company. We have 9 offices across the country, and we are lucky enough to be number 1 in West Michigan and one of the top 400 engineering firms in the country.
Congratulations, and good to get that word out. Ryan, same question to you.
Yeah, so I've been with Fishbeck for 10 years now. I'm a civil engineer, and I focus on education market and sustainability-type projects. I'm the team leader for the site development team, so these types of projects fit in right well with what my group does.
And the niche of a civil engineer, tell me this.
Civil engineering is everything you see outside a building, so all the roads, the parking lots, the utilities, stormwater management, everything outside.
Did you draw as a kid?
I drew a lot as a kid and spent a lot of time with Legos.
Lego building.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And of course, as a communications director, you probably talked a lot, Jenny.
I always am. Yep.
Compliment.
Definitely guilty of that.
Let's get into our topic. Some background on WMU's Business Technology and Research Park. Phase one?
So phase one has been around for about 15 years. And Western, along with Fishbeck, about 20 years ago, started planning this project. Mm. BTR stands for Business Technology and Research, and Western focuses around these types of businesses in their research park to kind of further and retain and recruit talent for those types of businesses to support the university's missions.
Details on the site development. Go a little more thorough here.
Sure. It's a large site, and this is phase one, so several hundred acres in the city of Kalamazoo. It preserves open space. Buildings are spaced out surrounding these open space areas, natural landscape areas, and stormwater management areas.
Purpose, expand here.
Purpose is mainly to support Western's College of Engineering. That's where their campus is located within this BTR park. They also support these business technology and research type companies. They recruit and retain talent throughout the community. They also give back to the community because these businesses pay taxes towards the city, whereas before it was university property. There was no tax going to the community, but they've paid over $8 million in taxes in the last 15 years. So a lot of benefits for the community as well as the environment.
And any results to date to expand?
Quite a few, a lot of successes. It's filled up faster than they anticipated. So 42 companies, there's 10 different buildings in the park, 1,300 employees total, 200 internships for Western, 100 Western students work within the park. So it's been a really successful opportunity there for the university and the community.
It's called Phase One, thanks to your leadership, Ryan Musk. Let's move on to BTR2 Phase Two site details.
So with the success of Phase One, Western had property adjacent to this property, Phase One, mm-hmm. Just across the street. It's actually in Oshtemo Township, so a little different zoning ordinance, okay. Different partners, but the university partnered with the township to develop a 55-acre parcel. It's adjacent to 131, so you'll see the property develop over the years if you drive that corridor. But the university had the property, had the vision to kind of further development of these types of businesses and also to do it in a sustainable approach.
Any more on the design process here?
Actually, that's where I came in. Yeah. This phase is a little bit different than phase one because we had three hurdles that we had to overcome. Every development has its own share of opposition. But this phase being 15, 20 years later, social media was one of the hurdles that we had to overcome. Huh. We found a rare orchid on the site. Mm-hmm. And then also there was a large bee population that was being harvested. So there's a beekeeping operation right in the middle of the site. So these three things came together, and Western asked me to participate in the project to help through the community relations mm-hmm. and understand what the public was looking for in this development and try and overcome these three hurdles. Mm-hmm. Social media wasn't a thing 20 years ago, 15 right. years ago, and it's given everybody a platform for having any opposition to a project. So it's really changed how we handle and how we approach design of a project of this magnitude. Mm-hmm. So we designed a process, not only just your typical site design, but we wanted to have input sessions from the community. And we used Facebook, we created a website just for BTR Phase 2, mm-hmm. and we used surveys and sessions where they could come and give their input so that we could listen to all the opposition for the project, any criticism, any concerns, and also just ask the neighborhoods, all the adjacent neighborhoods, what they wanted out of the development. So it's not just what the university wants, it's not just what the students want or potential businesses that would move in there, but it's also the entire neighborhood. And let's collect all of that feedback through every method across many generations. Mm-hmm. Whether it's mail or email, websites, Facebook, so we could reach everyone. And we incorporated all of that into the design process.
Do you feel you were able to overcome these challenges and more?
I would say we did, and we're still in the process of it. You know, we as engineers, we can design a lot of things very technically, but having that community process come in and gather the input, inform the design, we were able to really attack some of those preconceived perceptions of the property, of what Western wanted to do. And just through the communication of the whole design process, we were able to overcome a lot of those challenges.
I found most people just want a voice. They want to be heard. They want their concerns to be addressed. So taking the time to listen and agreeing that absolutely this orchid is a treasure for students and environmentalists alike. And we need to protect the orchid in its natural habitat, and we will preserve that and build around it. And then balancing the, making sure that the bees are moved.
They can't hurt the bee.
We moved the bees, absolutely, because that's, again, students and faculty want to treasure these two things. So it's balancing the economic impact of this development. It adds the tax base. It helps students. It gives internship opportunities. It's great for the all the businesses that will be part of, but also balancing that environmental impact, making sure that we protect the orchid and making sure the development's walkable and fun for the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
That's neat. Any other site development and schedule update regarding phase two?
Yeah, we're currently finishing design right now. Construction is slated to start later this year, and hopefully we'll be done about a year from now or a little more. So we're still in the process, but we're getting close to finishing, and hopefully you'll see that development moving pretty quickly.
Our Getting Green segment guests in studio to talk about how they are greening today from Fishbeck, Thompson, Carr, and Huber, talking with Jenny Waugh and Ryan Musk. How about the Sustainable Sites criteria?
Sure. So Sustainable Sites Initiative is it's a comprehensive program that incorporates land development and sustainability. So a lot of people are familiar with the LEED and LEED certification. This is a similar program, but it focuses on sites and landscapes, so everything outside of the building. And it's a perfect program that we're tracking this project for Western with. It's a program that focuses on an integrative design process, so involving all the stakeholders, which Jenny kind of mentioned, through the community engagement process. We're also focusing on the water on the site, how do we manage that, all the native landscapes, soil and vegetation management, and it's a program that just tracks our sustainable strategies throughout the project, and we hopefully end up with a good rating at the end that we can kind of advertised as this is a sustainable project, and we've followed through with our commitments.
Great. Jenny, anything to add on that?
One of the beauties of Sustainable Sites Initiative is that it'll be attractive to companies that want to put a business in. When we go to turning the development over to the private companies that will buy parcels, that's attractive to them. They want to be in a development that is more attractive, that is that cares about stormwater runoff and making sure that it's fits in with the surrounding neighborhood. So this initiative really helps balance that economic impact of and the environmental impact of the development.
Anything else to share, Ryan?
I would just say the program itself, Sustainable Sites, it's a relatively new program, and it kind of fits with Western's approach to sustainability. It's somewhat cutting edge. It'll be one of the first in the state. I know Grand Valley State University has a Sustainable Sites certified project already, and this will be the second locally that we've been able to work on, but kind of a cutting-edge program to demonstrate sustainability in West Michigan.
Awesome. Jenny, anything you'd like to share, and how do people get in touch with you?
Well, we have a variety of methods. Our website, ftch.com. There's also links there to our Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram profile. You can also go to the BTR Park website and Facebook page for updates or to submit any comments or public input that you'd like to give. And really, we just want everyone to know all of the bees have been relocated.
Oh, that is the best way to end our conversation, because they have feelings too, and they sting. No, very important for us. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That because I was allergic to bees as a kid, and but we got through that.
Mm-hmm.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.